Hello, we're all right. I'm Reem with WBIX.
WBIX, what is WBIX?
WBI Radio in Exile. And you promised me an interview at the board in Houston when I asked you, everybody...
Right, I did meet you in Houston. Well, how have you been?
I have been okay, and I have been very saddened by what you were quoted in the Examiner in the San Francisco as saying about selling of the radio stations, WBI and KPFA.
Okay. If you read the article, paragraph 4 says, Ken Ford said that Pacifica has no intention of selling any of the stations. And that's a true statement. We have no intentions of selling anything.
So how come it is so quantified so closely? How come the bylaw changes also would append to the general concept that this is definitely one of the things on the mind of the people on the board?
It's not on the mind. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true at all.
With the leaving now of Bessie Walsh and new appointments, including Mutri's lead, after she had actually forbidden WBAI people from talking. I mean, she went to them on the weekend and she says, enough of the World Trade Center coverage. Now we need just music and poetry, which is definitely not what was needed hardly a week after the bombing. She was promoted to be a program manager for the whole network. How does the board view that as something that goes towards building what the mission of Pacifica is?
Well, repeat your question.
My question is that here was an interim station manager who had taken on the role of also program director within the station at the same time, who during a time where really people needed to hear voices of peace, to hear dissident voices, to hear all these views that were talking to not an attack, not war, asked the programmers at WBAI to stop covering the World Trade Center for the weekend and rather do poetry and music. And she was promoted to be general program director. How do you say, as a board?
Here again, first of all, I don't know what she said to the programmers. And secondly, the board does not get involved in the day-to-day operation. This took place in New York. I am here in Washington. And guess what? This is the first time I've heard of it.
This is the first time you've heard of it. Yet she is now general responsible for program direction across the country.
Once again, the board is not responsible for internal matters. Our bylaws strictly prohibit it. Read the bylaws. They strictly prohibit it.
So you're responsible, though, for the actions of who you appointed, which is the executive director?
Only.
Was she fired?
She's tendered her resignation.
Asked by the board?
No, she hasn't had due process. She tendered her resignation. And I the board will discuss that this Saturday. So I suggest you, there's a board meeting to discuss that this Saturday. So
where is the board meeting?
It's going to be by conference call.
Another thing, while she was still on, Bessie Walsh, the board was responsible for her action, wasn't the board? When Bessie Walsh was still on, wasn't the board responsible for her actions?
Was she still on? What are you referring to?
When she was still working for the Pacifica Radio Network, she was directly reporting to the board. And I sat in the Houston meeting, and she was asked to show some of backing of what was going on at WBAI. She and Utrecht lead were asked to sit and explain some of what was going on by the board members. This didn't happen very much. And also afterwards, she was asked by the board to show some of the financial statements that were showing and some much more details. And this hasn't happened yet. So how, as a board member, would you consider that your responsibility, that so many million dollars were spent on security and on other issues at a time where station is having problems paying the power bills?
Well, let me say this. Those issues will be discussed this Saturday at the board meeting. So I would ask you to reserve your comment or questions till following that. And that would be the best time to ask those at the point.
What's your vision, then, of the Pacifica Radio Network, and what's your vision of your responsibility as a board member of a network who was set up to voice voices of peace and to not be drumming for war? What's your vision?
Well, first of all, what do you mean drumming for war? Are you saying that we're advocating war?
No. I'm saying this is towards this mission. Towards the specific, the mission of Pacifica has different aspects. One of them is to be the voices for peace. What is your vision of the mission of Pacifica and your role on the board?
The same as what's stated in our bylaws, and my role is to try and fulfill that. That's it, as well as everyone else on the board. See, everybody on the board has the same feeling and a devotion and passion about Pacifica. We want Pacifica to succeed, to fulfill its mission, and to bring in more people, more listeners.
I didn't think that the mission was to bring in more listeners, but rather to represent.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm just simply saying for more people to understand our mission and to listen. We want to make it available for everybody. That's all.
And it seems, though, that a lot of the listeners from WBI, one of your stations, have been fired because so many of the producers that talk to their issues, so much of the community issues, are no longer handled.
And here we have, I would suggest, that the people who have concerns, and they are legitimate, and I don't disagree with that. Their concerns are legitimate because I have legitimate concerns of what takes place at WBI. We have a new station manager there. And he is very sensitive to resolving those issues. And I have spoken with Bob Daughtry, who's very capable and highly competent. He's looking to resolve that. And so I think we're all going to come be happy as to what takes place in WBI, hopefully in the long run.
Democracy Now! Is still not playing there. And that's one of the most important voices of the Voices of Peace across the country. And on his first statement to the listeners, he said some very incorrect information.
Here again, you're asking me questions I've never heard. I have no information.
You just stated to the fact that you believe in what he's doing, that he's going to do right.
No, I said he's going to address your issues. And did I not say that you should, in fact, voice those issues with him? Okay, so don't put words in my mouth, please. Okay?
And at the board meeting in Houston on this listener-sponsored radio network, the listeners stood up and asked the board to resign, told people that they don't represent them, and they want everybody on the board to resign because the listeners felt that you are not upholding the mission of the Pacifica. What do you have to say to that?
Repeat your question again. What do I have to say about the public?
About the fact that here you are in a listener-sponsored network.
One way of looking at it. Let me just simply say, tomorrow is November 1st. There's a very important meeting take place in San Francisco to resolve these issues. Let's have a dialogue on Friday, okay? Let's have a dialogue on Friday to talk about what we can agree on and try and resolve everything. You know, we would like to have an atmosphere where it's a big tent, everybody's at the table. No one should hate the board at all. The board is trying to fulfill a mission as they view it. And here again, whether we're right or wrong is yet to be determined. But I think there should be civility and respect for all parties such that we do dialogue and stop what's taking place, because no one wins by this. And not to say anybody's trying to win. Well, we're just simply just trying to come together, understand the issues. If there have been problems in the past, we recognize that, and we're willing to hear what those problems are in an orderly manner, in an orderly fashion, such that we can come up with concrete and consensus on solving the problems. I think that's fair across the board for everybody. Would you not agree with that?
This would be fair if things were so simple. But I watched hundreds of listeners saying that it's not a matter of personal hate, it's a matter of a not upheld mission. And that's what I am trying to address. I also sat with the local advisory board of WPFW, and they said that your term had expired, and yet they send you on the board, your term has expired, they withdrew confidence, yet you're still on the board.
Let me ask this question. When they elected me to be on the board, I was not vice chair. How did I become vice chair if I was not elected in that position?
You were elected from the board.
Okay, so I was elected from the board.
But then the local advisory board, who elected you to represent them, withdrew their confidence. Yet you stayed on the board, and you're staying on the board.
I was on the board because I was elected as a position, as an officer, and that's simply it.
So you no longer represent Washington, yet you're the vice chair of the board, and that's what keeps you on.
As vice chair, as the chair, the vice chair, and all the offices, they represent all of the stations, I would assume. I would assume in a theoretical sense, but I've got to run.
When is the meeting? On Friday?
The meeting's on Thursday.
Sorry, tomorrow. I'm tired. I drove far and I just arrived here to cover from New York. And I
came down today?
Yeah. So when is the board meeting?
No.
When is the board meeting? Tell me again so that it runs on the air.
There will be a conference call on Saturday. Yeah, Saturday.
At what time?
2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
And when is the public address part of that conference call? Because
I'm not sure if it's going to be set up for that. I suggest you contact the station to get the details. Okay? That's tomorrow. I'm quite sure, you know, check the KPF.
Can you just tell me what it is?
The both parties are meeting tomorrow out there. So check the website. Back on
the air. And when are you going to get it back on?
That's being resolved. We're discussing that now with all the parties.
Do you see it as an urgent issue in light of what's going on in the world right now?
Absolutely. And I think it's something that hopefully it can be resolved in a very short period of time. So we're working on that.
Your time's of the essence right now. I want to get the news.
Yes,
do you personally feel it's important that such voices are on the air and Democracy Now! Is back on the air?
I think all voices should be on the air. All voices.
Meaning
all voices.
You mean even voices that drum for war, that are definitely...
Who? Excuse me. Can you excuse me while I have a conversation with her? Thank you.
Yeah, this was another thing. Also, you were quoted...
I don't understand what you mean.
No, I'm saying, okay, when you said all voices, what do you mean? Because there is so much of the voices drumming for war that are all across the country on other media.
No. I'm talking about what we traditionally broadcast. Okay. No, you know,
gotcha.
Please.
That's why I got you to clarify.
I've been taken so far out of context.
That's why I wanted you to clarify.
I've been taken so far out of context with this San Francisco Examiner piece. Mm-hmm. That was not what I stated. And I think there's a statement on Pacifico's website, you know, clarifying that. So.
Just to clarify the last quote that you were quoted on the Examiner, which is that you're saying about people that are organizing against the Pacifica Radio Network and to bring it back to its peace, you're quoted to being saying they're zealots. I see parallels between this group and Al-Qaeda, the terrorists who bombed New York.
As stated, we're all zealous and passionate about our causes. You know, you are very passionate about what you're doing. I am very passionate about trying to fulfill the mission and needs and keep the foundation running, okay?
The quote continues to say, I see parallels between this group and Al-Qaeda, the terrorists who bombed New York.
That's not true. I did not. Emphatically, I did not say that. Okay. There was no likeness of comparing your group to them. I know personally three people who died, one at the World Trade Center, two at the Pentagon.
So, and this is exactly why I want to hear it from you, because they continue saying they have an innate anger towards society as a whole. That you said that the people of Al-Qaeda and also the people that are against the Pacifica have an innate anger towards society.
No. Totally out of context, misquoted phrasing. And because if you look at the article also, it says that Sherry Gilliman says that the board is a bunch of incompetent liars. I don't know if that was taken in context. I doubt it seriously. I know her. I don't know. I don't think she would have said that. Here again, I don't think so. But here again, there are a lot of other disturbing things about that article you might want to take a look at too.
So that was fabricated. You didn't say Al-Qaeda. You didn't compare Pacifica protesters to Al-Qaeda.
No, we were talking. No. Not the way it's said here. It looks as though I'm making a nexus to them between Pacific campaign. That was never said or done or made. Okay.
So what do you have to say about Pacifico protesters?
You believe in what you believe in, and I understand what you're saying, and you have merit to most, if not all, of your issues as we view it. But here again, I'm open to dialogue. I'm open to persuasion. Simple as that. And if we could ever sit down, because I have never sat down with anybody from the Pacifica campaign to discuss anything. I've asked for dialogue all along. No one has bothered ever to pick up a phone or can I finish the conversation here? Thank you. No one has ever called and had it said, Ken Ford, let's have a dialogue. Can you change this? No one has ever said that. No one has ever.
Let me ask you, are you telling me that you are going to get Democracy Now! Back on the air immediately?
I'm not saying that. I can't say that because that's a board decision. I can't say that. I don't have that power.
How does the rest of the board feel?
I don't know, but we're going to discuss that on November 17th. That'll be at the regular board meeting.
And what kind of position are you going to take in that decision? I'm going
to be one that's fair to the institution as a whole.
So are you?
But you just said that you are for getting the voices back, and now you're going to say...
Here again, I'm assuming, and that's an assumption, that's best for the foundation. Okay.
What about what's best for the American people, to hear alternative media covering the war right now?
Agree with you wholeheartedly. And Pacifica has provided that historically.
And Democracy Now! Provides that now.
That's one of the many programs that provide that. That's not the only program.
But an important one.
Oh, all our programs are important.
32 programmers 32. Were fired.
I know.
And that's just in New York, but there were many others. So thank you.
I gotta go.
I hope you're going to get back.
What's the petition that was shredded?
It's just at a board meeting, someone presented him with a list of complaints, and he shredded it in front of their face. And I don't know which board meeting it was, but that's something.
And he says that he's been asking for a phone call and sit down with the Pacifica campaign to address the issues.
Absolutely. False. He's never approached us for anything, and nor are we interested. We are interested in his resignation. Ken Ford has threatened with turning us over to the FBI. He's been hostile from his recent tenure at the Pacifica Board. So there's, I personally was called an extortionist in court documents filed by Ken Ford's lawyer, previous lawyer, Daley Temchin. So. I'm sure that they're meeting with people in California because they are facing tremendous liability in the courts. That's the only reason they're sitting down. So anything Ken Ford says is best taken with a lot of circumspection.
So I'm
do you see urgency in this matter, though?
It's been one of the top three issues we've been working on.
Just a quickie. How about the petition the complaints?
You're going to say something bad about me.
Here is the thing. The Pacifica campaign is saying that you were presented with a list of complaints and you shredded them at the board meeting.
I was not presented with... If we're talking about an incident that took place out there, we had those. Now, I didn't know what that package was. And I asked not to be... And here again, I apologize for that. And I've apologized for that in the past. It was a thing of I was being attacked. Okay, and I apologize for that. Let me make that public apology for that, okay?
So if you were rehanded the same list of complaints now with a big write-up that this is complaints, please do not shred, you will look at it?
I would absolutely.